Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That number again, 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Connor Green. You heard Mr. Schwartz on the updates. I will be with you for 4 big ones, 4 hours, and some great guests. Gonna go start off with this bananas NBA trade deadline. And certainly we got the Luka trade. Now we got the De'Aaron Fox with Wemby trade. And we've got rumors flying all over the place. We had Knicks and Lakers playing last night. The Knicks, as they hit the trade deadline, going to be a little activity there. Maybe my guest coming up at 11 o'clock, Sam Quinn from CBS Sports, covers the NBA. Dialed into a lot of Lakers stuff, so we'll talk about LeBron, the Lakers, Luka, all of this crazy trade. Who knew what when? So I've got him as a guest. Then coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Laura Albanese from Newsday going to join me, baseball columnist, and talk about, obviously, the Mets, Pete Alonso, Steve Cohen, all the stuff going on there. And then the latest with the Yankees and Aaron Boone talking about third base, DJ LeMahieu, and all that, Michigas. Is that really the best the Yankees can do? Oswaldo Peraza and Oswaldo Cabrera, really? That's plan A? Anyway, so we're going to talk about that in the 12 o'clock hour, and then in the 1 o'clock hour, David Syverson from Our Lads Scouting was down there at the Senior Bowl. He's been scouting East-West Shrine, Senior Bowl, and all of that. Giants-Jets fans, if you want to hear about the upcoming draft and certainly quarterbacks that might be available, and certainly for Giants fans, a little bit more about the quarterback position, some traits, all of that. So that's coming up. Keep it all tuned there. All right. We start, though, with this NBA trade deadline, and in particular, the Lakers trading and getting Luka, and Dallas giving away Luka, getting Anthony Edwards, and I guess the question, what was Dallas thinking? And is this the worst trade in NBA history? Luka Doncic, an all-NBA player. And, I mean, this is 7 years in the league, a 25-year-old superstar, and we're talking about a player who, when I say all-NBA, all-NBA first team, let's be clear, all-NBA, that means he's one of the five best players in the entire league. when you're all NBA first team. Five best players in the entire league. Did that happen once? No. Twice? No. Three times? No. Four times? No. Five times. He's a five-time NBA first team pick. So, this is, and he's 25 years old. This just doesn't happen. You do not trade away a 25-year-old. One of the first, he's one of the one-name guys. LeBron. You know, first names are initials. LeBron, Steph, KD, Luka. Like, you don't trade those guys away. You thank whatever you believe in the universe. God, your lucky stars, karma, whatever it is. You say thank you for your good fortune when a player like this comes into your franchise. And when you don't have players like this, and by the way, Luka is the kind of player we talk about, is a player good enough to be the number one option, the top guy on a championship team. And Luka is one of those dudes. Last year, took a Mavericks team that was not a top seed, and with the additions that they have, and Kyrie and everybody, and the sauce that they had, they brought it together, and they went all the way to the NBA Finals. Won the Western Conference, went all the way to the NBA Finals, and lost to a Boston Celtics team that admittedly was one of the... They were at their peak of their powers, and they were the best team start to finish last year in the NBA. But I just heard a caller on with Pat a moment ago talking about how Luka doesn't make others around him better. Are you serious? How does elevating a team to the NBA Finals, not making others around you better? You know how others are better? When the other team is having to key their entire defense and defensive strategy to stopping Luka. That makes it better for everybody else who's out there. When you have a guy who is Western Conference MVP, he was a league scoring champion, you just don't give them away. Now, you want to knocks against Luka? Is he a perfect player? No. He's not in great shape. Rumors that he weighs 270 pounds. He's not consistently good on defense. We saw him elevate his game defensively last year in the playoffs. So far this year, again with that body type and I think the concerns, you could see with the Mavericks, they, you know, are they looking ahead to a Joel Embiid and saying, look what the Sixers did with that contract to a player who now is chronically injured? They are looking ahead to a future of the Mavericks in a year and a half when they were going to, if they kept him, have to offer Luka Doncic the super max contract that was going to be for $345 million. And they were worried with that body type. And with a guy who is inconsistent defensively. But this is crazy and a massive missed opportunity. Even if you say you're Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, and you say, I am going to trade one of the for sure five best, probably three, top three, but one of the top five consistently players in the entire NBA who is only 25 years old. He is one of the faces of the league globally. I'm going to trade that guy. Homegrown talent, all of that. I'm going to trade that guy who brought us to the NBA Finals just last season. I'm going to trade that guy. If you make that decision, then you have to shop him around to the entire league and see what the best deal is. Because it is the height of irresponsible franchise mismanagement to make a deal on the sly with your buddy Rob Pelinka, the GM of head of the Lakers. Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, used to work for Nike. His buddy, Rob Pelinka, was a big-time sports agent representing Kobe Bryant. And those guys were pals. They have a great relationship. So he started talking to his buddy about, hey, what do you think about Luka? And can we get back Anthony Davis for him? And Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, decided to trade one of the top three or four players in the entire NBA. I mean, that's a choice if you want to make it. If you decide that Luka is too overweight, does not play good enough defense, and you think defense wins championships, that's a choice. Might not be a good choice or the right choice, but it's possible to decide that. But you have to shop him. Have to. Because the missed opportunity cost of this trade, when you don't shop him around to the entire NBA, you end up with, and you only talk to one team, you end up with Anthony Davis, who is turning 32 years old. By the way, an excellent player, oft injured, but an excellent player. But he's turning 32. Luka's turning 36. 26, sorry. And all you get is Anthony Davis, one draft pick, first round draft pick, because that of the Lakers in 2029, and Max Christie, like that's what you're getting? No Austin Reeves, no Dalton Kinect. No, what about the other draft pick they could have traded? The 2031 first rounder. No pick swaps. Where are the pick swaps? The opportunity to swap picks in any year you want. Even if you were just trading with the Lakers, you have to ask for more. You have to exert leverage by asking around with other teams to see what you could get. And then you have to force the Lakers into a situation where maybe they have to trade a guy like Austin Reeves and get back a first-round pick from some other team, a better first-round pick, because that's what you're demanding. But what the heck was this offer? And you said yes? By keeping it a secret and not shopping Luka to the whole league, that says to me that their general manager was scared and insecure. That this GM knew he was going to be questioned around the league, and he did not want the pressure of announcing this and having to deal with the scorn from fans and media and other teams and players. So doing this trade in secret means that the Mavs GM avoids the public pressure before the trade. He just makes it, and then afterwards he gives an explanation and time will tell. But the Mavs have to win a title in the next 2 to 3 years for this trade to be anything but a historic flop. You don't run a franchise this way. You maximize assets. And, well, generally speaking, you hang on to the 25-year-old face of the franchise who just brought you to the NBA Finals last year, who is a five-time, at 25 years old, he is a five-time first-team All-NBA. He's on an absolute Hall of Fame trajectory and could go down as one of the all-time great players. That's who we're looking at with Luka. And when the universe gives you a gift like that, you usually say thank you. And if at some point, figure out how to help him with the overweight situation, the training situation. Figure it out. And if you are scared of losing him, of not wanting to sign him, and think so little of your own ability to build a championship roster around this player, and you must trade him, then it is your absolute, I don't know, your honor, your duty, your responsibility to all the people who live in Dallas and are fans of this team, who are heartbroken, most of them right now, to shop Luka Doncic around to 29 other teams, not one, 29. And if you don't want this to go on and become a circus for days, that's fine. Give every team 48 hours and say, come with your best offer. And I will guarantee you they would have gotten more out of the Lakers if they did it that way. But they also could have been sitting on, you want to win now? They could have found a younger player to try and build their current team around now and ended up with some premium first-round draft picks that maybe they have a chance in what is shaping up, you know, we think to be a pretty good NBA draft class. Maybe not as great as we once thought it would be, but still, Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey. Why not make some sort of a trade that ends up with you with one of those potential lottery picks from some team? You mean to tell me the Nets, who are stockpiling everything here to try and get, you know, for this draft and building for the future, they wouldn't have traded you the farm for Luka? Any team, just about every team in the NBA would have been lining up, falling all over themselves for Luka. But this, if you wanted to trade him, if you felt you had to trade him, you have to get more. You have to do better. Now the interesting questions out there for all of us to answer. What's the fit with the Lakers between Luka and LeBron James? Will this be Luka's wake-up call that will make him get into better shape? Will playing with LeBron potentially in the offseason, being under LeBron's wing, if those two end up staying together, will that have an impact on his training? And will we see the best version of Luka moving forward? Because the version we've seen so far is a five-time first-team All-NBA player already at 25. So plenty to talk about. Haven't even gotten into De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox was just traded by the Sacramento Kings to the San Antonio Spurs to play with Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, and fantastic trade for the Spurs. And we'll talk about what Sacramento got back for that, a three-team trade there with Chicago. And then also, in terms of the Knicks lose. Big showdown at the Garden. LeBron James and the Lakers coming in without Anthony Davis. And they outplayed the Knicks. And they showed a blueprint on how to defend Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson that Knicks fans have to hope that Tom Thibodeau can figure out some adjustments here. Knicks got outplayed. It was not a good game. How concerned are you about that? For a Knicks team that has been mostly really pretty very good so far this season and having a terrific season as they figure each other out with some of these new parts. Of course, the big concern now, OG Anunoby, how injured is he? They're saying the Knicks, it is a sprained foot. A sprained foot could be anything from, you know, out for a few games, out for a few weeks. Could be a Lisfranc sprain that we've seen players, especially in the NFL, be out for a season. So not find some wood, knock on it, that it's not that. I saw a report from Ian Begley that OG Anunoby was listed as questionable for the Knicks' next game, but I don't know. Is that for real? So we'll wait and see on all of that. Coming up, by the way, at 11, I will be joined by Sam Quinn, who covers the NBA for CBS. So we'll get his take and break down all of this stuff. But first, your calls, and we'll take a quick break. Be right back with your calls.